Welcome to the Walking on the Word podcast with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church. During this podcast, we'll highlight practical keys to prosperity, build your faith, and encourage you to live the abundant life that God's called you to live.
After I spend time praying, which is just basically talking to God, then I take the praise and I thank God for it.
Right.
I thank Him for hearing what I said, because 1 John 5, 14-15 says that I know if I ask something, how I know that He hears me is if I pray according to His will. And if I prayed according to His will, then I know that He hears me and He also grants to me what I've asked of Him. So then I spend some few minutes, because if I've done that, then I praise Him, thanking Him for hearing me and thanking Him for what He is doing or what He has done or what's working right now that I can't see with my physical eyes, but I know that God is doing it. So that was what I called word up.
Word up. Yeah, it's interesting. This, some of the stuff that you said about prayer, and as you were talking there, I was thinking about something I learned a number of years ago. I think a lot of people approach prayer as in they're trying to convince God to do something for them. They see God as this cosmic Santa Claus or a cosmic vending machine. If I put in, you know, the perfect amount of change and push the button, then out pops what I want from God.
Or if I can get enough people praying for it with me.
Exactly.
Prayer chain.
Get your prayer chain going. How many likes can we get on our prayer posts on Facebook?
Right.
It's quite ridiculous, really. And I heard a pastor say this, Pastor Wyatt from Grace Christian Church in Greenville. He said, you don't have to talk God into anything. You just have to agree with what He's already said.
That's so good.
And I love that. It's something that stuck with me all these years, because so often we try to talk God into stuff that He never said He would do. We say, God, do this, God, do that. And we twist His word to make it, you know, fit
right.
our agenda.
Right.
But so many times He's already promised so many things in His word that we need, that He would supply our need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus, that we don't have to worry about what we're going to eat or drink. And we can just, when we're praying to Him, we just say, God, I agree with what You've said.
Yes.
I remind You of what You said to me in Your word.
Yes.
And that's what Jesus said, or God said, put me in remembrance of my
right.
word. And His word will not return to Him void.
Will not.
It will go forth and it'll achieve, it'll accomplish the thing for which it's sent. And so I don't have to make up something. I don't have to, you know, when I prayed some wimpy prayers when I was a kid, man. Just some wimpy, weak prayers, no power, no life at all. It was just, God bless mama, God bless dad, God bless this, that. And that was the extent of praying, you know. When you
right.
get down on your knees, and this is the prayers before bedtime, and that was the extent of praying. But prayer is so much more than that. When we accompany it with praise and thanksgiving, it can be a powerful time spending in that relationship and
right.
developing
That's
that
right.
relationship that you have with God. And so when we talk about praying, we talk about, you know, reminding God of what He said,
That's right.
agreeing with what He said, and say, hey, I believe what You say. I believe that all my needs are met according to Your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I believe that. And so I'm going to apply that to my life and then thank Him for that.
And that's a step of faith, because when you believe something on the inside and then you act on it, and really that's what praise is. So prayer, talking to God, and it's not complaining about the situation, but talking to Him. You can be plain as day, talk to Him about the situation, and then what did He say about the situation? Mm-hmm. What did He say how He would meet my needs? And just remind Him of that, and then before that thing ever changes, I am praising Him, thanking Him that He's doing it. He has done it. He's doing it. It's working. It's moving. That's faith. I'm stepping out, receiving it mm-hmm. before I ever have it in my hands. That's what faith is, believing and acting on it, believing and saying it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the element of faith comes in, because when I have faith on what God said, that's why God's word never returns to Him void, is He believes what He says will come to
right.
pass. That verse in Mark 11 says, "What if you say to the mountain, and you don't doubt it in your heart, but you believe the things that you said come to pass, you'll have what you say." That's where we, this is the element of faith, is I am praying and I'm saying and I'm believing and I'm saying and I'm thinking and it's, I am believing it's coming to pass. Mm-hmm. That's my faith element in my prayer and praise. It's got the, both the elements right there in it.
Absolutely. And so then you take it a step further, not just word up, but then the word comes down.
Word comes down.
What is that about?
Well, word down is where God speaks to me.
Yes.
Where God speaks to me. Now, the, John 14, 15, 16 talk about the Holy Spirit. He's in us when we're born again. But then also when we have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, He comes up on us. And so He is really a vital part of our life. But one of the reasons He's there, what He does, is He leads us, He guides us, He directs us. He's our intercessor, our comforter. But He is really somebody who is sent alongside to help me. And as that helpmate, that walks, somebody who walks with me, He speaks to me. Now, He speaks to me through a still, small voice. He speaks through, to me through that inward witness. He speaks to me through sometimes His the written word. He speaks to me through the man of God speaking into my life. So God has all these different ways He speaks to me. But as He speaks to me, I have to listen. Mm-hmm. So the word comes down from Him. So I have His written word, and I have the spoken word through the through these things I just said. And so I, my job is to listen. And after if I listen, I also have to obey. So I listen and obey. And while I was at camp, I told several stories. I won't tell them here today, but multiple times through my life where I've been in a situation and I'll pray and praise, and then I get quiet. And I would, on purpose, separate myself from the music of the world, the distractions of the world, TV shows my kids are involved in, and me, I like to get my news off the internet, so whatever way I'm getting my news off the internet or whatever thing I'm doing to distract me, I turn that off.
Yeah.
And I separate myself. So I spend time prayer and praise, and then I spend time getting quiet with God. What I've been doing the last few months is I actually wake up a little earlier than the kids at my house and everybody, and I just sit in the sunroom and drink a cup of coffee. I'll spend some time praying, praising, reading the Word, and then I spend time on purpose listening for the word down. I'm listening for what God would say to me. I'm listening for direction. I'm listening for guidance. I'm listening for Him to show me, because the Word says that He will show me things to come. He will reveal, this is another purpose of the Holy Spirit, He will reveal divine secrets. That means God's secrets to me. Not secrets that He's hiding from me, but things He has, mm-hmm. He's holding secret for me and for you. He's got secrets for us that if we'll walk them out and follow them, the enemy cannot catch us. The enemy can't harm us. The enemy can't get to us.
Yes.
He's, God's got a plan for us. So you spend time on purpose listening for that word down.
We hope you've enjoyed this Walking on the Word podcast. Tune in next week for another episode with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church.